Sunday Live on 91.3 FM Stereo. Sunday Live.
After 7, good to be in your company. With the looming third wave, the country has only reached a 1 million mark vaccinating all people, and many more still need to be vaccinated. This is why Siya Buya is urging people not to be lax, but still take precautionary measures of putting a mask, sanitizing and social distancing to avoid large gatherings, as those are contributing factors for people who get infected by COVID-19. Joining us online is Malene Rousseau, co-founder and external lead of the Siya Buya movement. Malene, good morning to you.
Morning, Muhammad, and thank you very much for having me on the program this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Well, Siya Buya, hashtag make South Africa better. What is that all about?
Okay, so the Siya Buya campaign, you know, was formed at the back of the COVID-19 pandemic, as you've rightfully mentioned there. And of course, the destruction that it has caused to the millions of lives and livelihoods, you know, in South Africa. So for those who don't know what Siya Buya means, it means we are coming back stronger. And as a country, we believe that we will come back stronger, but there are a few critical things that we have to do now. So when we formed the Siya Buya movement, we consulted a wide range of experts. And they advise that there are three critical focus areas that we should be focusing on right now. The first one is public health, as you've mentioned, and that is getting all our people vaccinated. We need to attain that herd immunity. We need to encourage more South Africans to wear their masks, to sanitize their hands, to practice social distancing. Because what we've also been seeing now that there's the vaccination rollout, there's this apathy that is now sinking in. And we're very afraid about that because we're not out of the reach yet. We are still very much within this COVID-19 pandemic. The third wave is upon us, and our people must really be very, very cautious, especially during this time. The second pillar that we are focusing on is food relief and security. And that is really ensuring that we feed the poor and the hungry. Mohammed, there's absolutely no reason why people should suffer hunger in this country. South Africa is not a food scarce country. And if each one of us at least reach out to our neighbor, to a family member, to someone in the community and help feed the masses, we will be able to deal with that issue. And then the last pillar that we are focusing on is economic development. And of course, that is the big one. And that is creating jobs and ensuring that, you know, we make every legal business flourish in South Africa. So just briefly, you know, the three focus areas or the aims of Siya Buya is one, to build a network of those with a shared intent, you know, to rebuild our social and economic fabric as a collective. Mm-hmm. The second aim is to support and to coordinate where appropriate and initiate actions to save jobs and to create jobs. And lastly and most importantly, to bring people and organizations together to support those who need help to make South Africa a better place during and after the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, that seems like a very structured, a very well-rounded understanding of, you know, how to get South Africa a better place, particularly navigating this difficult pandemic. Well, I suppose just looking at, you know, the public health tangent about reaching out to our community and making South Africa a better place, how would a movement like Siya Buya ensure that fake news is dispelled and people are led to believe and people are led to investigate credible, reliable information regarding South Africa's state of or South Africa's state of emergency, particularly due to the coronavirus pandemic?
Absolutely. I mean, we were very ambitious when we looked at, you know, the three areas that we wanted to focus on. And public health is the biggest issue. Mm-hmm. And obviously in our investigation and our engagements with various communities and experts, we found that there is really still, you know, high hesitancy amongst our people to take the vaccine, which is very discouraging because we know that we will not be able to rebuild the economy if half of our population is not vaccinated or not healthy, is not protected against the COVID-19 pandemic. So in that breath, Muhammad, we've actually recruited experts in the health sector. And I mean, obviously, when we engage with the communities and with church leaders, etc., one of the big issues was the dispelling of fake news. People are scared to take the vaccine because they don't know what to expect. And obviously, we are not the experts, so we need to consult the experts to tell us what are the pros regarding the vaccine, what are the, you know, the consequences, if any, of the vaccine, and inform people adequately, you know, before they take that shot. So that is one of the things. When it comes to encouraging, because one of the big parts of the Siya Buya campaign is to encourage an active and participatory citizenry, to encourage a group of change makers in South Africa. And we see that as a catalyst to unlock more active citizens. You know, if I look, for example, regarding the food relief and food security, especially here in Cape Town, there's so many people doing extraordinary work. And I mean, they didn't start during the COVID pandemic. They were busy with food relief efforts long before the COVID pandemic hit. But what we feel as the Siya Buya campaign is that those people, their stories are not told. And that is really the role that the Siya Buya campaign will play. And that is to amplify those good stories of people, ordinary people in South Africa doing extraordinary work, going beyond the call of duty to reach out to their neighbors, to reach out to their communities and to feed. You know, yesterday I read a very interesting story of a lady in Grassy Park, for example. Her name is Vidat Saint. And this is one of the people that we want to feature as a Siya Buya hero in South Africa. Because this lady and her family, they didn't have, you know, enough even for themselves yet. Even in their simplicity, even in their lack of resources, they still wanted to reach people. And that is the kind of stories that South Africa needs to hear. We need more good news stories instead of these bad news stories that is dominating the space.
Fantastic. I think that's definitely that's something that should be on our radar. How can South Africans be involved, and how can South Africans contribute to the campaign?
So Mohammed, South Africans are the Siya Buya heroes in essence. They are the heart and soul of this campaign. And the comeback of South Africa purely rests on the shoulders of ordinary South Africans. We already have amazing heroes who show us how they are making South Africa stronger together. So in the coming days, in the weeks, and the months, we will be everywhere, in the media, on social media platforms, on air like today, asking South Africans to support the Siya Buya campaign by adopting it and to start showing how they are practicing Siya Buya behavior. We're not asking difficult things. We're merely asking people to wear their masks, to sanitize, to practice social distance, to get vaccinated should they, you know, meet the requirements of getting vaccinated. That is what makes a South Africa hero. Those are the kind of behaviors and actions that we need in order to get South Africa out of this difficult period into a much more prosperous and better space.
Wonderful. And finally, just touching and latching onto economic development, that's one of the pillars that you're also advocating for. It's crunch time for most people, getting retrenched, unemployment gaining its maximum potential, and South Africans just living under that the threshold of hand to mouth. How can Siya Buya, how can South Africans continue ensuring that economic development rises and that people can just simply survive?
You know, one of the main aspects of our campaign is that we connect. We connect people, for example, people that are unemployed or even people that has a business idea, but they just cannot get to market. And that has always been the challenge. Mm-hmm. We've seen very negative stories, but we've also seen a lot of innovative stories. Young people that were unemployed, that started their jobs during the COVID pandemic. Can you imagine that? But they have actually gained momentum. They were able to create jobs through their innovation, starting small. So the role of Siya Buya is to connect those kind of people with people that have access to market, people that have the access to resources, to be able to assist them in their businesses, to grow their businesses, so that they can in turn create jobs, much needed jobs in South Africa. Siya Buya is not going to create the jobs. We are not the experts. But what we do is we tap into the expert pool and we get those experts in and we say, okay, we have a business here that would like to grow. They are struggling with X, Y, and Z. Will you be able to assist them to grow? And that is the role that our organization plays up.
Wonderful. Well, Malene, thank you so very much for your time. I like the passion. I like the enthusiasm that you share. And I hope South Africans can continue championing this cause and be our own heroes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, Malin Rousseau, co-founder and external lead of the Siya Buya movement.
Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.